Blog Talk Radio.
The great King above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. Come on, everybody. For he made it and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down today. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. For he is our God and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. Today, hallelujah, if you will hear his voice, shout glory. Hallelujah. I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, everybody. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Hallelujah. I'm going with Jesus. My God, my God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for new mercy and grace today. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, we thank you for keeping us and saving us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come praising you and you alone, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, teach us how to exalt you even more in all our situations and circumstances. Be it good, bad, or other. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons today, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus indeed is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Hallelujah. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart right now and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, Lord, that we do, Father God. All things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, amen. As the deer pants for the water, brother, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our soul thirsts right now for you, for the living God. Hallelujah. Move on us right now. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pine for the courts of the Lord. Our hearts and our flesh cry out for the living God right now to move and have your way. We surrender our will to your will, oh God, and our mind to the mind of Christ. My Lord, my God, let peace come and be still right now in the hearts of your children, oh God. My Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh. We thank you, Father God. Let this be our hearts cry today. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in us. In the name of Jesus Christ, uphold us with your free spirit, oh God. And hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Be magnified and glorified, oh God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together today, hallelujah, to worship you, Almighty God. Lord of lords, King of kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finish of our faith. We just want to say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Let all receive your favor on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. I'm your host, Providence T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everyone that's here in attendance on today. I believe God with you and for you, hallelujah, to do a mighty great work in you right now, even as we come together, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, bless, heal, deliver, set free right now. Open up your mouth and shout, Evangelist Timothy Reverend. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God, my Savior. He is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. When you understand who has done it for you and not yourself and not man, that you know that God is able, that who you serve is the Most High Almighty God, creator of all things of the universe, amen. When you know you serve Elohim, El Danaya, hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, El Shaddai, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, you can speak with confidence and boldness, hallelujah, because greater is he that's in you right now than he that's in the world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Dorita, open up your mouth and shout and give God praise, all glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You gave me a brand new day, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Me as we lie slumming and slept You woke us this morning, Father. Thank you for taking
time
and blessing our children, Father. And as we go forward in the day, Father, you cover us and keep us, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We got so much to be happy about. We got so much to shout about. You know, God has kept us, amen. You know, we're just thanking God for his miracle working power that's working right now in us, amen, that keeps our hearts beating, amen, that keeps us breathing, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That keeps our mind, that we are in our right mind to know who we are and whose we are, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Sister Connie, open up your mouth and shout, giving God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, 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 I do want to shout today, and I want to thank God. He healed one of my best friends of 40 years. They had a pulmonary embolism. They had blood clots in their lungs, their heart, down their legs, called 911, and they said had he not called, he would have been gone. But it's nothing but God. Because God has saved the second time in 5 years that God has saved this person. And I told him,
Jesus,
he has something to do. Because five years ago, he had a aneurysm, and he's 39 holes drilled in his head. You know what I'm saying? And he came out of rehab, walking, talking, doing well. And he left the hospital yesterday. I went to pick him up, doing well. I thank the Lord for him. And I thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace with the healing of all the specialists and all the doctors that worked on him for the past week at Methodist in Sugar Land. And I really appreciate God for all of this.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for the testimony. Amen. May all be strengthened. Amen. May all faith be increased by the testimony as God is increasing our faith right now in the name of Jesus Christ to receive, hallelujah, from the mouth of his daughter, Connie, this day in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we ask, oh God, oh Lord, let us know, Lord God, let your son understand the plan and the purpose that you have for us like that. We will fulfill the plan and the purpose that you have for us. We will complete that, the work that you will complete the work in us, hallelujah, that we will not die prematurely. Hallelujah. We will fulfill the work that God has placed in our life and all his children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, bring understanding to your son this day, Father God, for what your plans and purpose for his life, and let him receive divine directions right now and instructions on what to do, Father God. And we decree and declare him to be a kingdom builder from this day forth. For it's you that have kept him, it's you that have saved him, it is you that have healed him. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister, I'm a sister. Brenda Gale Carter, cousin, go ahead, open up your mouth and praise. Give God our shout, glory, and honor, and praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I praise God along with Connie for and making a joyful noise unto the Lord. For he is good. He is good. I see God everywhere, everywhere.
Amen.
I thank God for my family. I asked for a special prayer for my mom. She seemed to be having a few problems with her stomach here lately. So I touch and agree that God will heal that and she will be okay today. I'm just concerned about today,
Amen.
Lord. Just let it be today.
Amen.
In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, just protect us.
Amen.
Keep us, Lord, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we come into agreement, oh, Father God, with our sister today, combining our faith with her faith right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up a Ruth and May right now, Father God. We pray for her healing. We command, hallelujah, every ache, pain, and discomfort to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare healing right now, Father God. Let there be no delays in her healing, Father God. Lord, set her free, Lord God, from every ache and pain and discomfort right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth. We command you, devil, to loose your whole outer body right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, by faith, hallelujah, let us receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the testimony that we're believing for right now, even as we're touching and agreeing that she's receiving release right now, release in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, God bless everyone you are. Remember to decree and declare over yourself every day. Do affirmations. Decree and declare all that God has promised you, all that God said that you are. Not what the world has promised, not what the world is saying, but what God has promised you. Listening to what God is saying. You know, silence in our ears to the world and the noise of the world right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let that be your prayer each and every day, that you would decree and declare over yourself, over your family, your situation, and believe it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and stay in the mindset of expecting what you have prayed for to come to pass. Amen. It is my prayer that your latter days be greater than your former days. Amen. That your days will be blessed. Hallelujah. With a good life and strength. Hallelujah. We don't have to grow old. We can grow stronger. Amen. So we can decree and declare that we're growing wiser, stronger. We're growing more youthful every day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is all possible through Christ Jesus. Amen. As we speak, as we decree a thing, that it shall be established in our life. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you all about the blessing of brokenness. And you're saying, Pastor, how is that? How can I be blessed in my brokenness? A lot of us are still operating in brokenness, and it's a reason why we have to get to that place of being broken. And we talked about this some time ago about being broke down. Some people, they can be broke, but when they're broke down, when you can't move, but you got to, the only way you can look is up for where your help comes from, your help coming from the Lord. But let's talk about the blessing of brokenness today. Amen. And I'm going to slow down just a little bit so you all can catch what I'm saying today. See, the Bible says Jesus spoke. Said, not my will, but yours be done. And it was not just a prayer Jesus prayed one time before his crucifixion, you all. When we look in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 42, see, this was the unvarying posture of his heart, you all. He was always living and walking in perfect submission to the will of God. Amen. So everywhere Jesus went, he taught about the kingdom, but he didn't just talk about it. He demonstrated, amen. So for the first, the kingdom was inside of him because he was perfectly submitted to his Father. Will. Amen. And consequently, the kingdom was manifest wherever he went. The sick were healed, and the dead was raised up, and the demons fled. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, according to Matthew 6 and 10. Was not Jesus hopeful, musing for an imaginary utopia, you all? Hallelujah. So Jesus fulfilled his own prayer and showed us how it would be answered. So through Jesus, God's will was being done on earth and as it is in heaven. Amen. And this is what God desires to do through our lives as well, you all. But it all begins when we come to a place where our will is submitted to God's. Amen. Not my will, but yours be done. Amen. It is in this place of submission that we will discover or fulfill God's will for our lives. Amen. So the Greek term, you all, translated seek, is an action word. Seek, you all, is an action word. You can't seek if you're not moving. Amen. It is ongoing and continuous. See, this is important to understand because discovering God's will for our lives is not simply a destination to be reached. It is a posture of the heart. Amen. It is not simply a matter of choosing the right career path or marrying the right spouse. It is an outgoing stance of submission to God's will above our own. Amen. It is a lifelong prayer. Not my will, but yours be done. See, as long as we live, we must continue to follow and obey. See, discovering God's will for our lives happens daily as we constantly and faithfully seek to know and to do his will and not our own. See, as we seek God to discover his will for our lives, the narrow road cuts through a dark valley where God, amen, it tests our hearts and breaks us, amen. See, the breaking process is uncomfortable but very important to endure if we want to see God's will done in our lives, amen. So the valley of brokenness, y'all, is where we learn to say, not my will, but your will be done. Amen. See, this brokenness, while painful, releases an amazing power and makes us useful to God. See, we've been through some things in life, and we don't understand why is this so God? Why do I have to go through? But by and by, you understand how the blessing in the brokenness. Amen. See, when a cowboy wants to harness the potential of a beautiful and powerful stallion, he sits on the horse's back. See, this is very uncomfortable to the animal. It has always been in our inside was our own master, y'all. It's always, hallelujah, it has always done what it wanted to do. See, and when the cowboy began to exert his will over the horses, a desperate struggle ensues, you all. So the horse begins to kick and thrash and buck in an attempt to throw the cowboy off his back. But the trainer would keep getting back on the horse and keep riding it until it stops kicking and bucking. See, I want you to understand that the cowboy knows that until the horse wheel is broken, it is of little use. So it is with God's people, you all. Until we are broken, we are of little use to God's kingdom. See, in Matthew 14, we read an amazing story about a miracle where Jesus fed a multitude with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Not only did the meager lunch, hallelujah, become enough to feed thousands of people, it became more than enough. Amen. See, after everyone had eaten, there were still 12 baskets full of bread and fish left over. Hallelujah. But before the small lunch became a mighty feast, before the little, hallelujah, became much, before the miracle of multiplication could take place, it says in verse 19 that Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he looked up towards heaven. He blessed the food, amen, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the crowds, amen. So notice something very important here, please. It says Jesus did 2 things. First, he blessed the food, and second, he broke it. He broke it. See, Jesus blesses only what he breaks. God can multiply only what has been broken, you all. Do you want God to take your little life and do something mighty with it? Hey, man, that's a question today. Do you want God to take your little life and do something mighty with it? Amen. Do you want to be blessed and be a blessing to multitudes? Amen. Then you need to be broken. See, verse 20 is careful to specify that the baskets left over were made up of broken pieces. See, they picked up what was left over the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. Amen. At the end of our lives, you all, when all is said and done, if you were in service yesterday, the word went forth, the message was, and then what? And hallelujah. So at the end of our lives, when all is said and done and everything has been consumed, the only parts of our lives that will have lasting value are the broken pieces. See, the way the world looks at things is so different from the way that God looks at them. Amen. See, the world values the lofty, the powerful, the proud, and the big. But God values a broken and a contrite heart, a heart that is humble and bowed low before the King. In Isaiah 66 and 2, the Lord says, but to this man I will look even to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. The psalmist says in Psalm 51 and 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, hallelujah, will not be despised. Amen. At the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread of communion and said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Amen. When we look at the book of 1 Corinthians 11 and 24, amen. See, the brokenness that he spoke of was the crucifixion. He was soon endured. So the brokenness will loose the greatest power the world has ever known. The Apostle Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Hallelujah. According to Galatians 2 and 20, check it for yourself. When we are crucified with Christ, this death to self is a brokenness that allows the life of Christ to flow out of us. A broken person is a person who is crucified with Christ. Amen. It is in this kind of person that God's will is being done, and that whoever God's kingdom is present and flowing out to the world around him. Amen. I remember when I was broken. I remember when God told me in my brokenness, he said, come my daughter right now. Let me set the fire right now. God made me whole and new. Amen. And I was able to go out and be a kingdom builder, do the things that God has called me to do. I want to ask you a question today. Are you broken enough for God to use you? My Lord, let us be used, oh God, in the midst of our brokenness, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. I want you to understand and know today, amen, serving God is the most important thing that you could ever do, amen. Serving God should be your first priority, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, acknowledge to God your Father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing heart, for the Lord searches every heart. understand every motive behind the thought. The Bible says in John 12:26, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. See, I want you to understand, my people, those I love and concerned about today, it is my prayer that not one of us perish. It is the same prayer, hallelujah, the same will of God, that no one perish of his children. See, perhaps God didn't call you to be a missionary or preach the gospel, yet you're still called to serve God. And it's much easier already than you to think. Amen. It's simply allowing God in you to do what he's equipped you to do. If you like to talk, you may be an encourager. If you like to bake, perhaps you have a gift of hospitality inside you. That is, there are blessings you are for others waiting to be handed out. You're serving God day after day exactly the way he intended. Amen. See, serving God has no limits. Today, women can serve God in any way they desire. So we can serve right now, right where you are. See, no, hallelujah, no calling is too big or too small. See, perhaps you're raising the next generation, your own children, to serve God. Maybe you speak to hundreds of thousands through books or publication platforms or whatever it may be. Let your faith soar and remove anything that limits you today in the name of Jesus Christ. So as you follow God, he will make the impossible possible. When you think you can, guess what? You can. And it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all, I hope I wasn't too loud or too hype, but as you know me by now, I get excited about the things of God. Hallelujah. Allowing the Holy Spirit to move, direct, and lead in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. What I want to do before we wrap up here, I just want to decree and declare over our life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. So right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name and our faith combined today on the line that we are the heirs of God since we are daughters of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are the righteousness and holy one. Amen. And we are citizens of heaven and seated in heavenly places right now. We are child of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are children, hallelujah, of friends of Jesus Christ. We're chosen and appointed by God to bear his fruit. We're enslaved to God. We're daughters of God and men of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the temple of God and his spirit dwells in us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're a member of Christ's body. Amen. And we're reconciled to God and we're a minister of reconciliation and we're one with Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we're born of God and the evil one cannot touch us. We are his faithful followers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are fellow citizens with the saints in the household of God. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles of prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, the head cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are overtaken with blessings. We are healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are the light of the world, hallelujah, and the salt of the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are his disciples because we have love for others, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. We're Christ by his doing. We're accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him. We're crucified with Christ. We're alive with Christ. We are free from condemnation and reconciled to God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we'll qualify to share in his inheritance. And we thank you, Father God, that we are firmly rooted, built up, and established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are the elect of God. We're established to the end. We are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're set free and we're free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're strong in the Lord our God. We're dead to sin. We're more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are children of God, for we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're new creatures in Christ, and the old has passed away, and the new has come, and we're walking in our newness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Victory, victory, victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we lift up Shaquiria Relford right now. We pray her strength, her peace, and protection right where she is today, Father God. Let joy be her portion. Father God, let her lift these shouts of laughter and joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name. We pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. You all, we come to the end of the shout right now today, but we thank God we're back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. noon. Invite a friend. Tell somebody about the shout when we come, giving God our praise and glory and honor. It's all about him and not about us. Amen. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace all the days of your life. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Know that I love you. I thank God for you all each and every day. Remember, tomorrow, you all, I want to let you know, tomorrow is Tuesday. It's a second Tuesday of the month, which we have our restoration service here at 10 a.m. So if you can join us, please do so. If not, tell somebody else about it. Maybe they can join us at 10 a.m. tomorrow at our restoration service. And I'll be leading that charge. God bless you. I love you. You all take care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.